I don't claim to be John Grisham, but if you know the context of the way he writes his stories about crime, this would be a true crime story of a John Grisham novel, because this really happened. There was no way I could win that election. And as luck would have it, there was Watergate. So now this conservative Republican town changed. And this Democrat from Brooklyn now gets elected. I won the election. Even though I was a tough judge, I was a liberal judge. African-American men would come in and they were arrested for numbers running. And I didn't think it was fair, because here's New York State running off-track betting, but these poor guys who are making a living being numbers runners when they couldn't get any other job, they are charging them with a crime. I would arraign them and I'd release them. And I was tough. First of all, we did not have the death penalty in Suffolk County at that time. The maximum sentence for intentional murder was 25 years to life. I believed it was not unfair to sentence them to 25 years to life. And the other judges, who resented the fact that this young Democrat was now trying homicide cases, didn't like that. So they gave me a nickname. And when I'd come to the judges' luncheon once a month, they would call me Maximum Stew. They would call me the Hanging Judge, because of my reputation. And I believed in cops. I really did. And I believed the things they were telling me in court. Well, finally, I had a case of a young African-American about 18 years old, who was charged with attempted murder of a police officer. In going to law school at night at Brooklyn Law School, I made friends with this African-American man who was a very good attorney. His name is Peter Newman. And I assigned Peter to represent this young man. First thing he did was challenge the jury panel in Suffolk County, saying that young African-Americans are being excluded from the panel. So I had to conduct a hearing. The people had the burden of proving that there was nothing unfair about the jury selection. They brought in three assistant district attorneys to testify. And each one, to the man, came in and testified under oath that in every one out of three jury trials in Suffolk County, there was a young African-American. Now, I had already tried 8 murder cases by that time. I had never seen one. Then Pete Newman went outside, just picked out 3 lawyers in the hallway that were trial lawyers, and he brought them in to testify. And they said, "Judge, I have never seen a young black in a jury panel in Suffolk County." I said to myself, these DAs are perjuring themselves. Not only are they perjuring themselves, but we're talking about the guy who runs the Homicide Bureau. Not one DA was prosecuted. These guys committed crimes. Perjury is a crime. Subornation of perjury is a crime. Nobody prosecuted them.